AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis wraps up his final formal event in Cuba, a mass at Cuba's holiest shrine. During his visit, the Pope called on Cubans to strengthen the bonds of family, which he calls true spaces of freedom. Official and unofficial Washington readying for Francis' arrival this afternoon. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The yellow cross key Vatican flags gone up on stanchions along Pennsylvania Avenue, and crowd barriers are now in place. While on the National Mall, big video screens have been installed so the faithful can watch the Pope's speech to Congress later this week. However, commuter traffic is somewhat lighter, many federal workers being urged to telecommute for the next few days.
And New Yorkers getting ready for the Pope's visit later in the week, including setting up the souvenirs at a Catholic bookstore. Here's our Warren Levinson.
Right up front at Pauline Books and Media, one of the last Catholic bookstores left in New York City, you can get your picture taken with Pope Francis.
A lot of people are doing that.
Of course, it's just a life-size cardboard cutout. Sister Sean Mayer, who runs the store, says it's been doing a nice business in prayer cards, replicas of Francis's cross, and books by and about him. The goofier souvenirs?
No, we don't do the bobbleheads. No.
To get the bobblehead dolls and the like, for now at least, you'll have to go online, or Philadelphia, where the Pope goes after he leaves here. Warren Levinson, New York.
Volkswagen admits to installing software designed to fool U.S. emissions tests in 11 million diesel cars around the world. The company set aside more than $7 billion to cover the cost of fixing what it calls discrepancies. Car industry expert Christian Stadler feels VW will be battered but survive.
I don't think that Volkswagen will go under as a result of that, but it will be probably something that will affect the profit substantially.
On Wall Street, the Dow has dropped 263 points. The Nasdaq is off 97. This is AP Radio News. Senate Democrats have blocked a vote on a Republican bill that would have stopped most late-term abortions. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid denounced the measure as nothing more than a publicity stunt.
We stand in the midst of yet another show vote designed to honor the political wish list of extremists.
During the debate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued that the restrictions are necessary.
We in this chamber are never going to agree completely on the abortion question. But we should at least be able to agree that if an unborn child has reached the point where he or she can feel pain, that child's life deserves protection.
This is the second time Senate Democrats have blocked GOP abortion-related legislation since this summer's release of video showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing their harvesting of fetal tissue for research. They also derailed a bill in August halting federal funding for the group. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.